We're having a special series on how to make Shabbos a more spiritual experience. And I want to tell you why we're having this series. This series really began at the end of our last learning session at Hoshana Rabbah night. As everyone was filing out of here, someone came over and asked the following question. He said, now I don't know what he's talking about, but this is what he described to me. Were you there? Did you hear? He said, they have a dining room table, which is a screen. Their dining room table is actually a screen, like a big screen. And he wanted to know if they could have on that screen things playing on Shabbos. I didn't know they make tables like this. He said, is it usher for him to leave this screen running into Shabbos?
A TV screen?
It's a computer screen.
Oh, okay.
It's like a very, very big screen. I didn't know such a thing existed.
Windows 8, I think, no?
Yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so. They have these...
Okay.
You can look at pictures on them and stuff.
Okay. So you're saying it's a real question. I didn't know... Okay, it sounded like he was serious. Okay, you're saying it really exists. Okay, so it sounded like he was very serious. Like he was asking a real question. He said, you know... can I leave this running through Shabbos? So we're going to sit at the Shabbos table and we'll have... I didn't want to ask him what, but they wanted to have different things playing on their Shabbos table as they're sitting for a Shabbos table. And I said to him, you know, just like you mentioned, there's rumors about the Shabbos app. I said, you know, one day a week, you have to tune out of that world of your SMSs and your cell phone and your computer... And then I stopped and I said, you know what? I made a mistake. I worded that wrong. I just realized one day a week, you have to tune into life. You're not tuning out of anything. You're tuning in. Because if all week you're there, your dining room table, you have a screen, so you're not talking to your kids at the meal. So then one day a week, you have to tune in. Don't ask me a halachic shaila now. Let's talk life. What does the Torah want us to do on Shabbos? You have one day a week where you could tune in to your family, to your kids, to what life really is. So no, I'm not even discussing the halach of why it's aser. Let's stop and realize that we were given a gift of one day of tuning into life. And that's really our starting point here. We like to think, I'm all tuned in. I know how many people were killed in Syria today. I know how many people are sick with the Ebola virus today. I know how many people were mowed down. Someone asked me last night, did you see the news yet? And I said, no. And they said, then don't. That's a wonderful thing to do to you, you know. Thanks. You know, so everyone knew before me that there was a pigua at Ammunition Hill. So they're tuned in. That's called being tuned in. I need to know what's going on everywhere, and it doesn't really affect me. I mean, it affects me that a Jew is hurt or killed, but that they're tuned in. Or if I was sitting with my children for a meal tonight, or I was talking to my wife, am I tuned in? Because we're so tuned in to everything that's so unimportant. Or really, it's important on a global scale. It's not important to me. And Shabbos comes, and we're going to discuss different aspects of Shabbos allowing us to tune into ourselves, to tune into our families, to tune into our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, to tune into our relationship with our kehillah, with our community. It is probably the greatest gift, and it is the one mitzvah in the Torah that the Gemara says about Matana Tova Yeshli Bevet Gnazai. Hashem says, I have a great gift, a good gift in my storage houses. V'Shabbat Shema, it's called Shabbos. Doesn't say it about other mitzvahs. Now, other mitzvahs are also, you know, the whole Torah is a gift. But Shabbos is singled out. It's one thing which is a gift. Now, I remember as a kid, I couldn't read the watch yet. I couldn't read the clock yet. And I'd be asking my parents every 5 minutes, are we there yet? Is it Matzei Shabbos yet? Yeah, you guys probably don't know this. There's this little box. It's called a television, right? And there were all kinds of things which we used to watch on it that you couldn't watch on Shabbos. So I was very in tune. When's Shabbos finally going to be out, right? We have to grow up. We were given a gift here. It's not that I have to tune out of all those TV shows or I have to tune out of that screen on my table that's going to give me nonstop entertainment. I'm given a gift and the ability to tune into so many things when I'm given Shabbos. And that's where we're going to start, Bezat Shem, after Alvit, with the thought of how do we get there? Where do we want to go? And how do we get there? And cholent is an important part of it, and the nap is an important part of it. And a lot of the things which sometimes are looked down at, they're not bad, they're good. We just have to build the context and see how to use them properly. But they're all good, even though the heading of tonight was making cholent the adornment and not the centerpiece of Shabbos. But it's an important adornment, yeah? So we'll pick up Bezat Shem after Alvit.